This is Folksy. This is program 1301, and I am Roz Larman. And the special feature on this program is Sarah McQuaid, recorded in concert, Fiddler's Crossing, Tehachapi, California, October 16, 2012. And we'll start off with a little bit of music. Here is Kathy Barton and Dave Pera, and we'll listen to Pap and Jenny. And now to part one of Sarah McQuaid, recorded in concert, recorded for Folksy, October 16, 2012, Fiddler's Crossing, Tehachapi, California. Engineer is Peter Cutler. You can find Sarah at sarahmcquaid.com, SARAHMCQUAID, and add a .com.
Fiddler's Crossing is delighted to have tonight, all the way from Cornwall, England, Sarah McQuaid.
What wondrous love is this? Oh my soul, what wondrous love is this? That caused the Lord of bliss to send such perfect peace to my soul, to send such perfect peace to my soul, to God and to the Lamb. I will sing to God and to the Lamb. I will sing to God and to the Lamb, who is the great I Am, and Christ, the Son of Man. I will sing, and Christ the Son of Man, I will sing. When we're from sorrow free, we'll sing on. When we're from sorrow free, we'll sing on. When we're from sorrow free, we'll rise and joyous be. And through eternity, we'll sing on. And through eternity, we'll sing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, as Debbie mentioned, I live in Cornwall, in England, but I was born in Spain, which is where my father was from. I grew up in Chicago, which is where my mother was from. My mother and stepfather then moved to England, which is where my stepfather is from. I, meanwhile, moved to Ireland, which is where my husband is from, and where my children were born. And after living in Ireland for 13 years, moved 5 years ago to Cornwall in the far southwest of England. But you'd probably figured that out for yourselves, hadn't you, anyway, just by listening to me. It's obvious, really. Hardly mention it. But because I did live most of my adult life in Ireland, I got kind of immersed in Irish music for a while there. And my first album, When Two Lovers Meet, is mostly traditional Irish material. And here's one traditional Irish song. Like a lot of trad Irish songs, it's about a young girl, and she gets sent to market by her mother. And she doesn't get there because she meets a young man along the way, and he distracts her. But the way that he distracts her in this particular song is he tells her he's going to teach her a tune. And this is the good bit. She says to him, "If the tune that you're proposing to teach me is the one I think it is, maybe instead of sitting down here by the side of the road where everyone can see us, maybe we ought to go into the hay meadow over yonder where we might be more comfortable." I said, that's my kind of folk song. Learn it. It's called The Next Market Day.
The maid going to comb her markets to learn, to earn for her mammy 3 hanks of fine yarn. She met with a young man along the highway, which caused this young damsel dally and stray. "Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day." They sat down together, the grass it was green. The day was the fairest that ever was seen. The look in your eye, dear, beats a morning in May. I could sit here beside you till the next market day. "Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day." "Kind sir, this new tune that you'd learn me to play might draw some attention upon this highway. In yonder meadow there's plenty of hay, which may not be there on the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day." They rolled in the mow till his bow was well strung. He played a fine tune on her rub-a-dum-dum. The tune that he learned her was easy to play. She resolved to play on till the next market day. The maid, she went home, and the words that he said, the air that he played her still rang in her head. She says, "I'll go find him by land or by sea, for it's such a long time till the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day."
Thank you so much. Thanks a million. I'm going to do one... I'm going to do a song from my new album now, The Plum Tree and the Rose. It just came out this year on the Waterbug label, which is based in Chicago, which is really nice for me because that is kind of my hometown as far as I can be said to have a hometown. I've lived a fairly peripatetic existence. But this song was released as a single on foot of the new album, and it was inspired by the... I wrote it to kind of comfort myself, really, through the hard economic times that I guess we've all been going through over the last few years, and I wanted to kind of reassure myself that there was light at the end of the tunnel, so I hope it has the same effect on you. It's called The Sun Goes On Rising.
Hear the wolf at the door. I've seen his face before. He's hungry and I'm tired. Can't keep him out much more. And through a chink in the blind I watch him pace a line. I better step back from the window. He's only biding his time. Spring follows winter. Sun follows shower. Things will get better. Every day I'm keeping the faith. I'm still in the race. I'm marking down the time till I can get to a better place. Spring follows winter. Sun follows shower. Things will get better if only I can help that wolf at bay. Drive him away. The sun goes on rising every day. Seagulls fly in cloudy skies. Morning comes and amber turns to gray. Ooh, the sun goes on rising every day. And the time will come when I don't feel this way. Seagulls fly in cloudy skies. Morning comes and amber turns to gray. The sun goes on rising every day.
Thank you so much. I spend about 6 months of the year on the road, in various different countries, and I always try and see a little bit of the countryside that I'm passing through. And most of the time I wind up just looking at it outside, out through the windows of cars or else the van if we're over on the other side of the pond. was looking at a lot of windmills on the way here through the car windows. I'm trying to take pictures of them, and then I discovered that the best views were behind us, and so I kept sort of squitching around in my seat and trying to take pictures out the back window of the car. And they actually came out quite nicely. I was looking at them earlier. Anyway, I was driving through England one time, through Derbyshire, and I saw this castle in the distance, and all around the ramparts of this castle, all around the roofline, were the initials ES, 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 and these gigantic stone letters carved in stone, so the letters were kind of outlined against the blue sky. It was an amazing sight, and I wondered, what's all that about, ES? And I looked it up on the internet. God bless the internet. You can find out anything. It's wonderful, right on your phone. I looked it up, and I found out that this castle was built in the late 1500s by a woman called Bess of Hardwick, also known as Elizabeth Shrewsbury, hence the initials ES. She was so adamant to make sure that everybody knew that she was the woman who had built this castle that she put her initials on top. And it worked, because I was so fascinated by this that I wound up also on my phone going on Amazon and ordering a biography of her, and it was waiting for me when I got home, and I read the biography, and then I wrote a song about her. So now you know what you have to do if you want to be remembered and have songs written about you. All you have to do, build yourself a castle, put your initials on top. Nothing could be simpler. There. Anyway, here's my Bess of Hardwick song. It's called Hardwick's Lofty Towers. It's another one from the new album.
Boy to whom I first was wed was dead within the year. I cried many an angry tear. In widow's weeds I pleaded for my dower. I wasn't thinking then of Hardwick's lofty towers. Of Hardwick's lofty towers. Another match was found for me, and he was wise and kind, strong in body and in mind. He loved me well, with children I did flower. I was on my way to Hardwick's lofty towers. To Hardwick's lofty towers. Widow I became once more before I'd reached my prime. Yet again cruel fate was kind. As sweet William's wife, my life's happiest hours were spent far away from Hardwick's lofty towers. From Hardwick's lofty towers. Dreadful thing then came to pass. Alas, he was struck down, though another match I found. The joy I gained did wane and turn sour. I consoled myself with Hardwick's lofty towers. With Hardwick's lofty towers. Hardwick is my name. My fame is ensured by my works and by my words. I built my castle tall for all to admire. I have left my soul in Hardwick's lofty towers. In Hardwick's lofty towers. I have carved my name in golden letters in the sky, so that those who follow after me will know that I was born and died.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyway, when I was reading up about Bess of Hardwick, I found out that she was buried in Derby Cathedral, and so of course I had to go and have a look at that as well. And while I was in Derby Cathedral, I found myself writing a song, which I thought at first was just going to be a little round or canon that I might append to the Bess of Hardwick song as kind of a little afterthought or whatever. But the song decided it wanted to be something more than that, and it became this whole thing. And here it is. It's called In Derby Cathedral. In Derby Cathedral, I read through the names on the wall, and I think of them all. I think of them all. Say a prayer for the souls of the faithful departed who've walked through these halls. Say a prayer for them all. Say a prayer for them all. Many who labor to praise their Creator with towers of glass, wood, and stone, where I wander alone. So flesh and bone. In Derby Cathedral, peaceful but not in my mind. No peace can I find. No peace can I find. So many people in Derby Cathedral, soul, flesh and bone, glass, wood and stone. Derby Cathedral, I read through the names on the wall, and I think of them all. I think of them all. So many people in Derby Cathedral, soul, flesh and bone, glass, wood and stone. So flesh and bone, glass, wood and stone. So flesh and bone, glass, wood and stone. Soul, flesh and bone, glass, wood and stone. In Derby Cathedral I found my last home, my soul free to roam, my name carved in stone. Listen to the bells ringing out for me. In Derby Cathedral I found my last home, my soul free to roam, my name carved in stone. Listen to the bells ringing out for me. In Derby Cathedral I found my last home, my soul free to roam, my name carved in stone. Listen to the bells ringing out for me.
found my last home, my soul free to roam, my name carved in stone. Listen to the bells ringing out for me.
Thank you very much. Big special thanks to Martin Stansbury there in the back. I could not do that without him. That's all done live on the night, by the way. Somebody wrote a review of a gig and said I was using pre-recorded backing tapes. And no, those are not pre-recorded backing tapes. Those are me repeated back to myself. Martin samples it into his laptop and just repeats it back. But the trick is, it's not just a question of press a button and it happens. He has to tap out the rhythm of what I'm singing on his laptop so that the delay comes back exactly in time with me. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But it always does, because he's great. But it would get dull if I were to sing with myself all evening. And so I'm going to ask you to sing with me. And this is my freight train song, so with a bit of luck, one might come along. The words are very simple. It goes, in the pines, where the sun never shines and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Have you got that? I can write it down if you like. And, you know, if you fancy doing 3- and 4-part harmony, that would just be great. That would be fantastic. Or if you just want to do barnyard animal noises, that's all good, too. Anything goes, really, on this one. You'll find out what the ooh is when we get to the ooh. There are 11 oohs all together, in case you're counting, yeah. The longest train I ever saw came down that Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock, and the cab passed by at 9. In the pines where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, that was the chorus. I was doing this song at a festival one time, and it was an outdoor festival, lovely sunny day, and there was this gorgeous-looking black Labrador retriever kind of snoozing to one side of the stage all afternoon. Well, I did this song, and the dog sat up and took notice, and I guess he took the call for audience participation to heart, because he joined in with great enthusiasm and gusto on the chorus of this particular song. The amazing thing was he was in the right key. And I was doing this song in Berea, Kentucky, actually, last year. And a train came by, and it was in the right key, which is really amazing. So we just have to hope that if the train passes by here, that it's in the key of G. That would be really nice. Can you arrange for that, Peter? Excellent. Anyway, let's try that together. Here we go. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ah, that was wonderful, thank you. I asked the captain for the time of day.
said he'd throw his watch away. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Little girl, where'd you stay last night? Not even your mother knows. Well, I stayed in the pines where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. In the pines where the and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh. Once more with feeling. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh,
very much. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that was just magnificent. Thank you. Ah, oh, that's great. I will be asking you to sing again in due course. Although, of course, you don't have to wait to be asked either. You can, if you feel inspired, just join in whenever you like. But I do have one song to do in the second half that absolutely requires your participation for reasons that I'll explain in due course. This is another one that I wrote for the new album, and it's kind of an old-fashioned love song, and so I decided to have a bash at giving it kind of an old-fashioned song structure, because I really like the style of songwriting that was practiced back in the day by people like George Gershwin and Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart, and they always had this thing called the verse at the beginning of the song. The verse isn't verses as we know them, first verse, second verse, third verse. The verse is a thing that happens once at the start of the song and kind of sets the stage for it and doesn't happen again. And some modern songs have verses too, which is always nice. But I thought I'd write one for this, and I hope you're not averse to the verse. Anyway, here's the song. It's called What Are We Gonna Do? I didn't know that kiss was coming. I guess I could have started running. Soon as I saw what you were thinking, it serves me right, I shouldn't have been drinking. But anyway, you did. So let's consider, what are we gonna do about it? This little thing that you and me have started tonight is not enough. I might just fall in love with you. What are we gonna do? I wouldn't say that this was unexpected if you hadn't kissed
me, I'd regret it. 'Cause when you leaned my way, I couldn't turn my face from you. What are we gonna do? This could be the edge of something dangerous too. But right now it's all new. I don't know what way to play it. In the light of day, we might not make it. I don't know if it's real. I don't know how to deal with you. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do about it? This little thing that you and me have started. Tonight is not enough. I might just fall in love with you. What are we gonna do?
Thank you very much. Thanks so much. I'm going to do a song now that I co-wrote with a woman that I met when I first moved to Cornwall. And it's a pretty remote part of Cornwall where I live. It's only 4 miles from Land's End, so not a lot of population density. And my kids go to this tiny little school with only about 20-odd kids in the whole school, ranging in age from 4 on up to 11. So you get to know the other parents pretty well. It's kind of like a family more than a school. And I got to know Zoe and got to be friends with her. And it was only after I'd become friends with her that I discovered she was a former pop star. She had a great big hit single in England with a song that she wrote and performed on Top of the Pops and all those TV shows called Sunshine on a Rainy Day, which went to number 5 in the UK charts, stayed there for 16 weeks, was used on a Volkswagen commercial, was covered by numerous other artists, including one of the Spice Girls, and has kept her nicely ever since. Just one song, all it takes. I keep writing them, I keep hoping, you know, and it doesn't have to be Volkswagen, it can be Velveeta cheese for all I care. I really don't mind anything at all. Local car dealership, whatever. But she and I started writing songs together, and before we knew it, we had a whole album's worth of songs that we had co-written. And we recorded it with the help of the young man there behind the sound desk. He did such a beautiful job on that album that I had to take him on the road with me. And the album's called Crow, Coyote, Buffalo. We recorded it under the band name Mama. And it got great reviews. We were described by one reviewer as two pagan goddesses channeling the ghost of Jim Morrison. Take of that what you will. And the Irish Times, no less, said that we had the freewheeling spirit of Janis Joplin and the lyrical density of Joni Mitchell. I'm not actually sure what lyrical density is or whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, so, but it's a quotable quote in any case, so I quote it. And I'm going to do one of the songs from that album. And this song was inspired by a painting by the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo, and it's called Aquí Me Pinté Yo. Why do I need feet when I have wings to fly? In my house of blue, bluer than the sky. These broken bones teach me to be free. I spend my days alone, I am what I see. What I see, I don't forget. I see myself in burning colors, red, yellow. Oh, aquí me pinté yo. Oh,
a leafy fire trails beside my hair. I turn my eyes, the mirror meets my stare. And what I see, I don't forget. I see myself in burning colors, red, yellow. Oh, aquí me planteo. I am tired, but I am happy.
¿Para qué las quiero si tengo alas para volar? Espero alegre la salida y espero no volver jamás. I'm going to finish up this first half of the evening with the title track of the new album. It's called The Plum Tree and the Rose. It's another one that I wrote. I wrote it for kind of absent friends, shall we say. Here it is. Planted has survived. Battered by the wind, it's still alive. The leaves are curled and brown, the flowers are few, and every bud that opens makes me think of you, think of you. The plum tree in the orchard's doing fine. Our dams and brandy's turning out all right. It's cloudy and it's strong, but it'll do. And every drop I swallow makes me think of you, think of you. A little boy is running down the lane. He's got your big gray eyes, he's got your name. His trouser legs are dripping wet with dew. And every time I look at him, I think of you, think of you. The years pass ever faster, and there are no ready answers to the questions we keep asking on the nature of our souls. But this I know, yours in the little boy, the plum tree and the rose, the plum tree and the rose, the plum tree and the rose, the plum tree and the rose. Thank you very much. I'll see you after the break. Thank you.
You just heard part one of Sarah McQuaid in concert. Coming up very shortly is part two, but first a few messages from your local station.
I'm going to start this set with a song that I co-wrote with a wonderful Irish singer-songwriter called Gerry O'Byrne. Well, Gerry produced and plays on all three of my solo CDs, and when we were starting to talk about the new CD, we said we'd try and write some songs together, and this particular song, we started writing it in Dublin in May of a couple of years ago, and we finally finished it in August of that same year in Dingle, and it's called So Much Rain. And I was playing this song at a gig earlier on this tour in Little Rock, Arkansas, and there was a thunderstorm going on outside, and I'd got about two bars into the song, and there was an almighty clap of thunder, and all the lights went out, and the power went out, and the whole rest of the gig I had to do acoustically in complete darkness. and people were holding up their mobile phones to light me. So you see, they're good for something, besides ringing in the middle of songs. They're lit by mobiles, and then the occasional flash of lightning would sort of illuminate the whole room all of a sudden, and all the windows and doors had to be open because it got very hot in there very quickly. And so then once all the windows and doors were open, you could hear the rain hammering down outside and the rumble of thunder. And, oh, I think I'm always going to think of that from now on when I sing this song. Here it is. The rain falls in sheets on the pavement outside. Our tires are splashing the passers-by. This town was always gray, and it's grayer tonight. The wind sings a desolate lullaby. So much rain that I can't see through. I thought we'd be together when the season changed. Spring was the promise I made to you. You said you'd wait for better weather. I hear your voice in the rain. You told me you'd be back again. When the flowers came up again, well, here they are, and where are you? The street lights shine bright on the shop window pane. My ghostly reflection thrown back at me again. The blossoms on the cherry trees hang ragged in the rain, and I've only myself to blame. So much rain that I can't see through. I thought we'd be together when the season changed. Spring was the promise I made to you. You said you'd wait for better weather. I hear your voice in the rain. You told me you'd be back again. When the flowers came up again, well, here they are, and where are you? Love. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to do an old song now. This was written back in 1879 by the Reverend Josiah K. Allwood. Tell me of a land far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a land where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. They tell me there's no sickness or danger there. Oh, they tell me of that home far away. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there. Of gold. Oh, they tell me of a land of eternal sun. Oh, they tell me of that home far away. Oh, they tell me of a land where my friends have gone. Tell me of a land far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a land where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Thank you so much. I've got a couple of American old-timey tunes for you now. Both that last song and this one are on my second album, I Won't Go Home Till Morning, which kind of focuses on the Appalachian and old-timey music that I kind of grew up with, because my mother used to play a lot of that stuff. So these are Shady Grove and Cluck Old Hen. Ah, lovely. I'm glad you approve. Thank you. you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm going to play an even older song now. This song comes from way back in the late 1500s. It was written by a man called John Dowland, who wrote this originally for lute and voice, and I've transposed it from lute to dadgad-tuned guitar. And I like to think of this as a great 16th century song of sexual frustration. It's called Can She Excuse My Wrongs? Can she excuse my wrongs with virtue's cloak? Shall I call her good when she proves unkind? Are those clear fires which vanish into smoke? Must I praise the leaves where no fruit I find? No, where shadows do for bodies stand. Thou mayst be abused if thy sight be dim. Cold love is like two words written on sand, or two bubbles which on the water swim. Wilt thou be thus abused still, seeing that she will write thee never? Thou canst not o'ercome her, will thy love be thus fruitless ever? Wilt thou be thus abused still, seeing that she will write thee never? If thou canst not o'ercome her, will thy love be thus fruitless ever? Was I so base that I might not aspire unto those high joys which she holds from me? As they are high, so high is my desire. If she this deny, what can granted be? If she will yield to that which reason is, it is reason's will that love should be just. Dear, make me happy still by granting this, or cut off delays if that I die must. Better to die than for to live the still tormented, dear. But remember, it was I who for thy sake did die contented. Better a thousand times to die than for to live the still tormented, dear. But remember, it was I who for thy sake did die contented. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I do another one of my own songs now. And this one I wrote about my little girl. I have two children. I have a son who's 9 and a daughter who's 7. And my son is one of these good children. He's your classic oldest child. You know, he always does what he's told, never does anything too dangerous or terrible. My daughter is the opposite, and always has been. Even before she was born, she decided to arrive early, and then when she was in the intensive care unit with all the wires and tubes sticking out of her, she decided to remove them all. And she wanted to breathe on her own whether she could or not. And she hasn't really changed. She's one of these natural risk takers. She'll just walk out to the edge of a cliff and lean over and look down. and it terrifies me. And all I can think is, if it's this terrifying now, when she's seven, what's going to be like in about 10 years' time? I can only imagine. It's all ahead of me. So I wrote this song to kind of prepare myself, if such a thing is possible, for what lies ahead. It's called Lift You Up and Let You Fly. My pretty little bird, you've got fragile little bones. The beauty in your eyes leaves me terrified. There's so much danger in this world, I'm scared to let you out alone. Scared to let you spread your baby wings and take to flight. But though my belly made you, I can't hold you, I can't cage you. I can't lay my fears to rest, but I can try to lift you up, let you fly. Let you fly. Since the day you were born, I've tried to keep you from harm, tried to teach you to protect yourself from evil things. And as you set out on your way, there's so much more I want to say before you flutter to the edge and start to beat your wings. But I know that I can't save you from whatever fate awaits you, be it bitterness or joy, and I will try to lift you up and let you fly. Let you fly. And if your feathers fail you, I'll try to catch you as you fall. But when I set you free and you fly away from me, no, you might not come back at all. Lift you up and let you fly. Let you fly. Sweet bird, I love you so, can't bear to let you go. Little girl of mine, it's hard, but I will try to let you fly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, the time has come for me to play my pink plastic tambourine. This is the song I mentioned earlier that requires your participation, because on this one, instead of having a chorus that you sing along with, what happens here is that the last line of every verse is sung by you back to me after I've sung it. So you see, this is why it's very important that you sing, because if I sing the line and then...
nothing happens.
Exactly. It would be terrible, wouldn't it? But you won't let that happen, will you? I'm counting on you. Excellent. The lines you're going to be singing are, at the end of the first verse, cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea. At the end of the second verse, honey, can you bake your Johnny cakes brown? At the end of the third verse, a pair of cotton socks that he wears the year round. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? And at the end of the fourth verse, get up and fix my breakfast, you good-for-nothing thing. There you go. Come on, all you Virginia gals, and listen to my noise. Don't you mess round with West Virginia boys. If and you do, your ration will be
Cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea.
Your turn.
Cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea.
Excellent. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Thank you so much.
When it comes to Cordon, he'll bring along a chair. First then he'll say, my daddy killed a deer. Next then he'll say, before he sits down, honey, can you bake your Johnny cakes brown?
Honey, can you bake your Johnny cakes brown?
When it comes to court and tell you what he'll wear, long tail coat, just about to tear, pair of old boots with the tops turned down, pair of cotton socks that he wears the year round. When he comes a courtin', he'll whisper in your ear. First it's honey lamb, then it's deer. After you're married, no such thing. Get up and fix my breakfast, you good for nothing thing.
Get up and fix my breakfast, you good for nothing
thing. So come on, all you Virginia gals, and listen to my noise. Don't you mess round with West Virginia boys. If and you do, your ration will be cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea.
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 This is another one from the new album now. That one was from my second album. And this song I wrote after I read a newspaper article about the opening of the Elizabethan garden at Kenilworth Castle. And this garden was constructed by Robert Dudley, the Earl of Leicester, in what I'm sad to report was a failed attempt to try to persuade Queen Elizabeth I to marry him. She said no, which is really sad because he made her a garden just for her, for her sole use when she came to visit him. He invited her to visit, and he devised this whole series of entertainments, you know, all calculated to woo her. And this garden was the whole, you know, pièce de résistance. It had a great big bejeweled aviary, and it had a fountain in the middle, the sides of which were carved with scenes from Ovid's Metamorphoses, and apparently these scenes were described as being capable of inflaming the mind of anyone who looked at them. I guess it didn't inflame her mind enough. Very sad. Or maybe she just never even looked, and that would be even sadder. But anyway, I thought that was a lovely thing to do, to make somebody a garden. So I wrote this song. It's called Kenilworth.
How may a subject court his queen? How may he make her see that she must be his lady? I've made you a garden. I am your eyes, your bunny rabbit. Here are sweetly shadowed paths of grass and sand where you may walk and take your ease. Here are herbs and gilly flowers whose scent perfumes and purifies the air you breathe. Here is a fountain made from white Carrara marble, carved with strange and stirring scenes. Here is a birdhouse set with gemstones where canaries sing and golden feathers gleam. All for you, all for you. Ah, 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 ah. made you a card man. I've made you a card man. I am your eyes, your bunny rabbit. I've made you a card man.
I've made you a card
man. I've made you a card man. How may a subject court his queen? How may he make her see that she must be his lady?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks again to Martin for making that happen. I'm going to do a song now that was written by the great John Martin. I always like to include at least one cover song on an album. This is the cover that I recorded on the new album. It's a song called Solid Air.
You've been taking your time. You've been living on solid air. You've been walking your line, and you've been living on solid air. I don't know what's going on inside, but I can tell you that it's hard to hide when you're living on solid air. Painting it blue, and you've been looking through solid air. You've been seeing it through, you've been looking through solid air. I don't know what's going wrong in your mind, but I can tell that you don't like what you find when you're looking through solid air. I know you, I love you. I could be your friend, I could follow you anywhere, even through solid air. You've been stoning it cold, you've been living on solid. Finding that gold, you've been living on solid air. I don't know what's going on inside, but I can tell you that it's hard to hide when you're living on solid air. I know you, I love you, I could be your friend. Follow you anywhere, even through solid air. You've been getting too deep, you've been looking through solid air. You've been missing your sleep, you've been looking through solid air. I don't know what's going wrong in your mind, but I can tell that you don't like what you find when you're moving through solid air. I know you, I love you, I could be your friend, I could follow you anywhere, even through solid air. Ice blue, solid air. Nice blue, solid air.
you. Thank you so much. We're getting near the end of the evening now, so I'm going to play a real old chestnut now, but one that I love. This song was written by a pair of songwriters called Rodgers and Hart, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Wrote the music to lots of musicals that don't tend to get performed much anymore. Which is a real pity because when half of the pair, Richard Rodgers, went on later to team up with a different lyricist, a fellow called Oscar Hammerstein, yeah. And Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote all of the musicals that everyone does remember, like Oklahoma and Carousel and The Sound of Music, and all of those. So I'm going to play one of them now, and because I've got a real soft spot for the Rodgers and Hart songs, so that's what I'm going to play. That's better. This song is called It Never Entered My Mind. I don't care if there's powder on my nose. I don't care if my hairdo is in place. I've lost the very meaning of repose. I never put a mud pack on my face. Who'd have thought that I'd walk in a daze now? I never go to shows at night, but just to matinees now. I see the show and home I go. Once I left when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself. And now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself. And now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Thank you so much. Thanks a million. This song I wrote around the time that I was trying to teach myself how to play guitar again after a long break from music, and I discovered that the best time to practice was when I had just put my children to bed. And I used to sit in the hallway outside their room and kind of noodle away on the guitar, and gradually silence would descend. But there was one evening that silence was taking an especially long time to descend, and I could hear the kids chatting away to each other in their room, and I said, "Are you still awake?" And I think it probably happens to all of us at some point in our lives that we open our mouth and out of it comes the voice of our mother or father, as the case may be. And it happened to me that night, and so of course I had to write a song about it, and here it is. When I was a little girl, tucked in my bed at night, I'd have the door cracked open and I'd watch that thread of light. I'd listen to my mother as she played her old guitar. I'd say, "Do Froggy went a cartin' for the next while?" Say, "All right, but now this has to be the last song. Are you still awake? Go to sleep, child. The sun is down, you're safe and sound. The Sandman's on his way. Honey, close your eyes. Time to be quiet now. Do you wake up in the morning and start another day? Well, years have passed and now I'm trying to learn some sweet old tune. In the hall I've got the light on so it shines into your room. Talking to your teddy bears and playing with your dolls. You should have been asleep an hour ago, I'm thinking. Is it my mother's voice or mine that I hear asking? Are you still awake? Go to sleep, child. Sun is down, you're safe and sound. The Sandman's on his way. Honey, close your eyes. Time to be quiet now. Till you wake up in the morning and start another day." Left this world too soon to ever know you. She never got to see your little face. And I wish with all my heart that she'd lived long enough to hold you, long enough to kiss your cheek and stroke your head and say, "Are you still awake? Go to sleep, child. The sun is down, you're safe and sound. The Sandman's on his way. Honey, close your eyes. Time to be quiet now. Till you wake up in the morning and start another day. Another day." Ooh. Ooh.
Struck you an accord and he did right, sword and pistol by his side.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I'm very glad you asked, because this gives me a chance to do my favorite song in the whole wide world. I love this song. It was written by Ewan McCall for Peggy Seeger, his wife at the time. And it's been recorded by lots and lots of people, not least Roberta Flack, who recorded it on the soundtrack of the film Play Misty For Me. And Johnny Cash recorded it on his American Recordings series of albums. And lots of other people besides. So really, I have no business doing this song at all. But I'm going to anyway, because I love it so much. It's called The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark. The empty skies, my love, to the dark and the empty skies, my love. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my head. Trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love that was there at my command, my love. First time ever I lay with you and felt your heart so close to mine, I knew our joy would fill the earth and it would last till the end of time, my love, and it would last till the end of time, my love. The first time ever I saw your face. Your face. Your face. Thank you. you very much. Thank you so much. Good night now. Thank you.
Sarah McQuaid was recorded live on October 16th, 2012, at Fiddler's Crossing, Tehachapi, California, USA.
You can find Sarah at sarahmcquaid.com, SARAHMCQUAID, and at .com. Listen to a little bit of music to close out the program. Here is a Buddy and Jim, Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale, and we'll listen to Forever and a Day.